thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Cheryl continually complained that she didn't make enough money, couldn't afford the things she wanted, and therefore wasn't going to amount to anything. A counselor said, you're wasting your energy complaining instead of using it to get ahead. Cheryl countered, you don't understand. The job is the problem, not me. The counselor said, your low-paying job may be a problem and your boss may demand too much, but when you're continually upset, you're causing yourself more harm than either your boss or your job. Cheryl asked, what can I do? The counselor said, you can't control your boss or the job, but you can control how you feel about them. Change your attitude. Cheryl took her advice. When she stopped whining about her life, people noticed. She got a promotion, and with her new job status, she was more marketable. Within several months, she was transferred to a position with higher pay and a more supportive boss. Good things happen for people with a good attitude. And your attitude is something you can choose regardless of circumstances. Paul wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Where was Paul? In prison. Who was Paul writing to? People outside the prison. Why did he repeat himself and say, again, I will say rejoice? Because we forget and lapse back into negativity so quickly. True joy is an inside job that's not subject to people or outside situations. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy might be full. There's some great advice on attitude from Vision's The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.